hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Dr. Pam Popper will join us talking about some fitness and nutrition ideas that will sink in with you. Also, later on in the hour, a conversation about public schools being able to dictate what your son or daughter wears in the yearbook picture. You'll see at DougSteffen.com today a picture of a young woman who is scantily clad.
Yeah, she looks like she's auditioning for Jersey Shore.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah, yeah, or either that or what's that show on the beach that the guy does? The girls
pick
up their tops? No. This is a
Girls Gone Wild?
Girls Gone Wild. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So it looks like one of those. Anyway, the picture is on DougSteffen.com. Shows her posing in a short yellow skirt.
Use teenager porn to get people to go to your website. I see.
There you go.
Right.
That's Rich.
It's actually pretty smart.
This is about the issue, Rich.
All right. That's right. Let's get down to issues here.
Yeah. Pretty hot. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah, no, you're pervert, not.
Right. You pervert. What's the matter with you? Also, later in the hour.
The world let her go out of the house like that.
Yuck.
Well, what are parents doing? Yeah, exactly. You should see how Roberta's daughter.
She does not look like a high school kid.
Roberta's daughter, Victoria, dresses so wonderfully.
She's nerdy.
Yeah, I guess that would be it. I was going to say casually.
Nerdy.
She's a thespian.
Yeah.
A thespian?
A lot of people.
She has flannel shirts and jeans.
She does flannel
and a knit hat. And,
Dude. Also, later in the hour, what's the latest from Tim Tebow? Those of you who are following the playoffs and his exciting run up the clock.
It's unbelievable.
Yay!
Wow. The significance of the number 316 might get played out here later on. But first, we'll introduce you to Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum in just a moment on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I'm in a state of captivation, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
12 past the hour. That sounds like an intro to Pam if I ever heard one.
What? The digestive advantage commercial?
All right, Pam.
Pam Popper brought to you by gas.
Yes.
There it is. Dr. Pam
Popper. I'm just happy to be brought to you by anything.
That's good. That's right. Exactly. The wellnessforum.com is her website. Wellness Forum is in Columbus, Ohio, and it is a place to go if you want to be on the sort of cutting edge of the exercise routines that are around now and the healthy eating habits that have been promoted. So we've been discussing a controversy about bread, wheat, grains, the whole grains or the 14-grain or multigrain breads. So what say you on the subject of how breads are labeled and whether they're any good or not?
Well, we don't restrict bread for most people. I think that the thing we try to get people to remember is that every step in the processing makes the food more calorie dense. So, you know, you'd be much better off having wheat berries with your vegetables than wheat bread. But having said that, I think we have to give people advice that allows them to do this for a long period of time, and total bread restriction is not a path to success. So some bread is fine. The more whole grain it is, the fewer ingredients, the less additives, the better it's going to be. You know, there are some good sprouted grain breads you can get and sprouted grain English muffins. I like those things too, by the way. I don't restrict bread intake for myself. So just read the labels and buy stuff that isn't highly processed. And the regular store brands, I mean, that constitute most of the bread aisle in your grocery store, stay away from that stuff. That's where most of the bad stuff is.
If you're going to a regular grocery store, if you're not going to one that specializes in the natural approach to things, or
you even have to read the labels there, though. I think one of the things we have to realize is that even health food stores and large chains that cater to a healthier audience, they're in business to sell products that taste good and make people want to come back for more. So you have to be very cautious about reading the labels any place you shop. I mean, there's plenty of stuff I won't eat in well-known chains that that I actually support. I think they do a great job of offering healthy food, too. But it would be a mistake to walk in and think anything in here is okay because it's a health food store.
One of the, theories or philosophies that we seem to be seeing is the fiber intake. If it's got more fiber, that means good. So is that something simple that we can look at? Is fiber per serving, like 4 grams, 5 grams, 6 grams of fiber per serving means
that's
this
always
is okay?
That's always good. I mean, it's hard to overeat when the fiber content is high. I mean, people ask me this all the time. Well, my gosh, can't you overeat those healthier foods? Well, you know, if you have a big bowl of black bean soup and a salad for lunch with 14 grams of fiber, if you try to eat 4 servings of it, you're going to blow up. So it's hard to overeat when the fiber content is high.
There's
so
a visualization for you.
Yeah, that's one thing to watch for. I think the key is if you can find a good high-fiber bread product, that's great. However, again, in the interest of practicality, some of us are traveling and that sort of thing. You can't always be that picky.
Right,
just
when you're
whole
at
grain
home.
Better than the other stuff. But when you're in your own environment and you're buying the stuff at the store for your own consumption at home, look at the fiber content for sure.
Okay, so that would be probably, I mean, if you're just going to quickly look at something, that would probably be the thing you should look at.
The biggest thing you look at, though, is the ingredients list. And part of the problem that we have, or the dilemma, is that in our country, and it's not like this everywhere, but in our country, we allow the addition of nutrients, including fiber, to bad foods in order to make them look good on the
silly nutrients. Well, that's exactly why we're talking about this. The whole reason we're good, Doug, just in passing last week said, well, if you eat a multigrain bread, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not. Multigrain is a total marketing.
I don't think that's what I said. But
yeah.
We got into a discussion about multigrain bread. At the supermarket, the presentation appears to make you think, or
it's healthy,
want you to
or
think
it's
that
whole
more
grain.
Grains are better grains.
Right. And that's why you have to read the ingredients list, because the reality is I've actually seen white bread fortified with omega-3 fatty acids. And so you you really have to read the ingredients list to figure out what's going on, because the nutrition facts label can be very misleading. And a great example is just some of the garbagey cereals that fill the cereal aisle. You're looking at the worst possible stuff on the planet that's fortified with a bunch of vitamins and minerals. It
right.
looks terrific.
Yeah.
You know, multivitamins look terrific based on just the content of them. But the question is, what is the packaging? As in, you know, Lucky Charms, not such a great package for nutrients.
Here's the correlation to the farm. The bad hay that comes from a field that may have had rain showers on it before it was baled, and some of the taste and nutritional value goes away. Some farmers cover it with molasses so the cows will eat it, especially in a year like now, because many of the farmers are finding good feed hard to get. And
right.
we're finding that as human beings. Look at the prices. The prices of grains, and this is the correlative value. We have gone, I don't serve, I don't give my cows any grain. Calves sometimes a little get them started. We used to pay, I can remember even not that long ago, $140, $145 a ton for feed, that is grain, mixed grains, the same stuff, $490 a ton. And that's the way what's the price of a loaf of bread or a box of cereal? To underscore what you're talking about, the garbage is $3-$4 a box for something that used to cost 85 cents. And that's not that long ago.
Right.
And the same is true.
And the marketing of the garbage is a big part of the cost, too.
Right.
I mean, it costs more and more money to market garbage these days. And everybody's scrambling to compete with one another on how good you can make your garbage look to the public.
More taste. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who studies supermarket shoppers and how things are presented in all kinds of ways, big stores, small stores, he said the same thing that you do. People are most concerned about how it tastes. They don't care what's in it, don't think about what's in it. More and more people are now.
But you know something? I was reading a study when you called that was in the American Journal of Public Health in December. And this, I haven't read the whole article yet. I just started it when you guys called me. But this was a study that Johns Hopkins researchers did in low-income neighborhoods in Baltimore. They started posting signs near the soft drink area saying, for example, did you know that a bottle of soda or fruit juice has 250 calories? Did you know that working off a bottle of soda or fruit juice takes 50 minutes of running? And they tracked beverage purchases in teenagers. Now, teenagers are not known for making choices based on nutrient count and that sort of thing. But this study actually showed that there was about a 10% reduction in the amount of sugar-sweetened beverages purchased when those signs were displayed. Mm-hmm. Now, I think if you can motivate a 13-year-old to make a better choice based on putting a sign by where the soft drinks are, I think education is the key. The problem is we have the food companies have an enormous amount of money to spend on the wrong type of education, which is advertising to get people to buy the bad stuff. But when people find out the truth about this, even kids change their habits.
So amazing how advertising works. Political advertising is a good example of the same thing.
Well, it is. Yeah. And unfortunately, it appeals to the lowest common denominator. I personally hate the ad where whether you're marketing a product or you're marketing a candidate, don't tell me how bad the other guy is. Tell me what you're going to do.
Right.
I want to buy your toothpaste because you tell me it's fabulous. It's going to do something for me, not because you tell me this competing brand
is bad. And because it doesn't have fluoride in it.
Yeah. I mean, I just hate that negativity. Mm-hmm. And I think most people do hate it. I think
they do.
Positivity is what
you
people want.
You see the
want.
Reaction. Richie, you got 2 seconds.
Well, I just think it's funny how people walk into an upper-end store like a Whole Foods or and think that anything they buy in there is healthy.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You still have to do your homework.
Dr. Pam Popper, the wellnessforum.com website, good one for you to check out. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and is a good, strong part of our Good Day program. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down on me like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone. Jumping like catfish.
Okay, this was the fourth successful movie for Elvis. King Creole was produced in 1958. What was the name of his character? 800-510-8255. This is a...
I listen to him and I'm amazed.
It's great.
Just the range of his voice.
A what do we call this? What's the, when you go back in time, what's the word that come out of my mind? My mind and my mouth today. It's not necessarily in the same place.
They say that's the second thing to go, brother.
Yeah, I know. 800-510-8255. The name of the character Elvis played in King Creole. This is really some trivia. You can do nose around and find the answer if you don't know it. It's an interesting role for him, as were all of them, because he was a horrible actor. Imagine why they had him there. They had him there because everybody would come just see him.
Right. Yeah. Put his name on the billboard, and here
that's
he comes.
All. Everybody comes.
Right.
So, what was the name of his character in King Creole? 800-510-8255. What's on my mind more than anything else is this word I'm looking for. Rewind. That's what it is. Thank you.
There you go.
The Rewind. This, because K-Earth just had a Rewind weekend, Richie.
Howdy. Doesn't K-Earth always have a Rewind weekend? Yeah. It's an oldie station.
Some of them more rewound than others, as it were. All right, 800-510-8255. Elvis Presley's birthday was yesterday. This is one of his early movies. So what was the name of his character there? What's this from?
Oh,
How Great Thou Art. Oh, my God. We'll all have tears in our eyes.
This.
Why don't you call my sister, Richie? Playing. We'll wish her a happy birthday,
my when I know some wonder, consider the world thy hands have made.
This is such a...
I see...
Great representation of how well he did with that stuff.
I hear the room.
Let's freak your sister out and just let her hear this when she answers.
Yeah.
I power
what a great voice, though.
The universe.
This is her cell phone now.
Hi, this is Linda. Please leave your name and number, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
She would answer
at the tone, please record your message.
She's a
when you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
She's in the air.
Yeah, crack it up, Richie. This is your birthday song.
Happy birthday!
We got you, Elvis.
Who wouldn't want Elvis? Of course, maybe now he might be a little crusty.
Lauren doesn't look like Elvis at all.
Linda, are you a big Elvis fan? Is he an Elvis fan?
Yeah, she actually, you know what, I can't tell you that I know what her musical tastes are. I can tell you what her political tastes are. I would never have been able to tell you that until 3 or 4 years ago.
You don't know what your sister's favorite music is?
No.
What do you talk about then?
What do we talk about? Our
what do you
children?
Get for Christmas? That's what I get my brothers for Christmas is music.
I don't give Christmas presents.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry about your brother, Linda.
Yeah.
What a drag.
Thank you. All right. I will not tell everybody how old you are today, but I will tell you I love you.
He said 37.
Yeah, 37.
Again.
That's what she's doing. Yep. Anyway, she's having a happy birthday, and this will make her smile. That's a good thing. Linda, Stefan. Let's see, how many names? Zarni?
What if she hates Elvis?
She doesn't hate Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Who hates Elvis?
Yeah. Oh, she hates her when I sing it.
Message refused.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Jay Farner here. Happy New Year from Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNickerson, and I like snow.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Monday, Good Day program. It's the 9th of January. Hello. Welcome to Good Day as we continue along, trying to bring you along into a good day or following the footsteps of those who have gone before you, having a good day already. Jennifer Horn, one of those people. Roberta Fasanelli, helping you with her queen of cheap information at DougStephan.com. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I asked the question based on just wanting to stay with Elvis for a few minutes because the two musical components, if you will, of the program today, the announcement that the original Beach Boys are back together again, Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, that is those who are still alive. The other two Wilson brothers, Dennis and Carl, are gone. So they're going to reunite and try to make a lot of money in the interest of a big paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Difference is, you know how much money these guys will make over the next year? They'll start in April, they'll go to Christmas, and they'll tour all around our country and all around the world, and how much dough there is at stake here. I'm betting, Richie, on the short side, it's $100 million apiece for each of them for over the course of the summer.
It's got to be a ton of money.
I would bet you they'll be right up there. You think the Van Halen concert will be number one for the summer? And traditionally, these big events, these big shows, these big tours pull in, I think, was it U2, pulled in $340 million?
U2
the Rolling
does,
Stones hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
Rolling Stones and U2 do big stadiums, though.
Yeah.
Right. Van Halen will do arenas.
Yeah.
I think that the Beach Boys will do,
they'll do a little smaller
summer concerts, and I think they'll do the outdoor venues that hold 10,000 people. So outdoor venues do 10,000 people, 9 to 12,000 people. And then the arenas will do 18 to 22,000 people. And
then those guys.
And then the big ones will do, U2 and
the arenas.
Rolling Stones.
They'll do one of those a week, maybe two. The stuff, the Beach Boys will do four or five of those a week. In the summertime when people want to be out, this is an outside concert. For the Beach Boys music is outside stuff.
Right.
That's, for the most part, once the weather gets good, that's where the attraction will be. So we have that, and then the Elvis, I was celebrating Elvis's, I wasn't, we all were, talking about Elvis, who was born on this date.
January the 8th, now that I'm... Is 1940...
He was born yesterday.
The state 1950... No, I got to find the birth. I got to find his day. 19... Isn't that awful? I can't remember, and I'm trying to find
it.
So he died at the age of 42 and 77.
Right.
So that would have meant he was 1943. All right? Got it?
Okay, so he was born in 43. Mm-hmm. So he'd be how old today?
No, January 8th, 1935.
35? So how old was he when he went into Sam Phillips?
42. Oh, when he went into Sam Phillips, he was 17, I think.
Yeah. So how does that number make sense? He became a recording star in 1956. That's when he really hit the big time, and he wasn't, I didn't think he was 20 yet. What did you say, 1937?
1935.
Huh. You got? Did you look it up?
I wikied him.
Yeah, did you? Okay. All right. Well, you know, there were always the arguments about
35 and 77 is 42, so the math is right.
42 or 44 when he died.
There was 42.
The answer to the question, if you're just wondering it, we played some music from King Creole. His character's name was Danny Fisher. He was a high school dropout, became a busboy, and then he became a nightclub singer. Certainly those sorts of things happened every day of the week. So that was a big... The big thing other than the music today, a discussion, if you've been watching some of the morning television programs, you've heard the story about this Colorado student who was banned, her picture banned from the yearbook because her photo was deemed to be racy. Now, we have the picture at DougStephan.com. Roberta's seen it. Jennifer's seen it. She has decided to fight. The picture sort of makes you think, all right, this is inappropriate. The yellow skirt is way too short. Her midriff is exposed. Her shoulders are exposed. Are there standards to be set for pictures in high school yearbooks? Yes or no, 800-510-8255. The decision to reject the photo was not made by the administration. It was made by the five students who run the yearbook. So if the students in this area, this is Colorado is some parts of it. This is Durango High School. Durango is in the northwest part of the state, if I remember correctly. I don't know that it's left of center, right of center, more conservative or not. But if the students there, five of them, all agree, that would seem to me to have the pulse of the area.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have the pulse of the area,
body.
And that's right, if that's the way they feel, okay. So what is this young lady, going to do about it? She was on the Today Show, Richie. What did she say? She said she's going to fight. What does that mean?
She wants to express herself.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Later,
I mean, all the pictures are everywhere now anyway, so she's expressed herself.
Yeah, school uniforms. I think that's got to be the way to go. Come on.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it gets all of the stuff that people fight about. We worry.
I'm okay with it.
Standards.
I watch
okay with her picture, or you're okay with...
No, with school uniforms. My son, I mean, I watch what all of his friends wear to school. They wear sweatpants and T-shirts and... We weren't allowed to do that.
Well, you know, there's so much emphasis put on designer stuff right now that it does really put everybody on an equal playing field when you have uniforms. And as a former 12-year Catholic schoolgirl, I was really thankful for uniforms because think about all the stress you put yourself under. What am I going to wear today? I mean, it's different for guys.
Yeah, and you were in L.A.
What am I going to wear?
The competition's not too heavy in L.A.
Yeah.
So, give them all uniforms.
The students say that the yearbook editor said we're an award-winning yearbook. Some of the students said that it's unprofessional to put that. But the mother and some of her friends say, this isn't fair, blah, 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 blah. If you were in this circumstance, how would you handle it? If you are a parent, and I'm sure plenty of the parents have expressed themselves as well here, going back to what Jennifer and Roberta and Richie just said, how do you handle what your child looks like? Do you know what your child is wearing when he or she leaves to go to school? And if you do, would you approve of something like this? If your daughter was going to wear something like that to school, I wouldn't. I would never have let Megan go out of the house wearing that outfit. It's not it may be appropriate for a party.
Not involved.
Her father's not involved?
No.
No.
I guarantee you her father's not involved.
Right. So what's the message here? Yeah, you, personal freedom, expression of freedom of speech, all that stuff. This is me expressing who I am. Swell. Do it on your own time.
See, but neither one of you, neither one of you had this problem. I mean, Roberta, I know with Victoria, you certainly don't have this problem. She
no, not at all.
Very plainly.
And even Elena didn't have that. But, you know, what you're not forgetting is that many times kids leave home wearing one thing, and they have other outfits stashed, or they have something in
their
backpack.
They
and they change their clothes before they get to school. I've seen it happen more times than not.
Used to happen all the time for free dresses.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, you know, you can't really blame the parents because the kids will leave home, you know, looking perfectly fine as far as parents go. And then they get to school and it's like, okay, what happened?
I'm pretty sure that her parents know if she's all over the train.
Here's the thing that sort of answers this. Apparently, according to our story that we have at DougStephan.com today, she can choose to put the picture in an ad
right
in the senior yearbook.
She gets a senior ad.
Yeah. So, let her put it in there. This becomes another news media play on
But it's not just
nothing.
What she's wearing. It's also the pose. Like, she's walking up the first step and just the way her
it's
body is.
It's a porno thing. It's she's looking over her shoulder.
It's a porno pose.
Come get me. I'm there.
It's wrong. I don't care if it's an ad or not. Yes. It's not.
Bet she's going out with the captain of the football team. What do you bet?
I bet she's going out with the whole football team.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, let's not limit ourselves.
Speaking of football, in a moment, Tim Tebow and the significance of 316. Anybody who wants to share the story, what do you think about what people are saying regarding Tebow, another save, and the significance of the number 316. What do you know about that? 800-510-8255. We'll peruse that in a moment here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
How can we give back by leading a healthier lifestyle this year? Editor-in-Chief of Women's Day Magazine, Elizabeth Mayhew.
On January 8th, you'll find a special Healthy Essentials coupon booklet in your local newspaper and online at healthyessentials.com with more than $185 in savings on all your favorite products. For every coupon redeemed through January 15th, Johnson & Johnson family of consumer companies will donate one meal to Feeding America, up to 1 million meals.
So what are some of these products?
Splenda has a new essentials line with varieties that include antioxidants, fiber, or B vitamins. Neutrogena's makeup remover cleansing towelettes removes 99% of makeup and leaves no residue behind. Aveeno Positively Radiant Moisturizer multitasks with SPF and a patented total soy complex that transforms tired skin to more radiant skin. Rinse with Listerine for 30 seconds each morning and night and give your smile 24-hour protection. Try the new Band-Aid brand by Cynthia Rally. Comes in 7 different stylish designs. Finally, Johnson's Baby Lotion. It's super gentle to keep baby skin soft.
Check out HealthyEssentials.com. 8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed. So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Thanks, Stephen's Good Day program at 13 and change before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Richie, and Jennifer, interested in the significance of the number 316 and how it plays into Tim Tebow and the action that seems almost miraculous when you look back at this season. John, listening to WMEL. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well also.
Good. So what do you know? What do you think the significance is of this number 316 to Tim Tebow?
Well, I know the connection. I don't know if there's a significance. It was his total yards yesterday. It was 316, and it was the Bible verse, John 316, that he put under one of his eyes, I believe, is almost like a sunblock or whatever he does. So I don't think there's any relevance to it, but I do. That is the connection, I believe.
Richie said to me off the air a minute or two ago that this the expression from, is it John 3, verse 16? I think it is.
Yeah, right, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Right.
People hold that up at sporting events all the time.
Right.
What do they hold up that verse?
They hold up the card. It just says 316.
It says John 316.
Remember Superfan with the wild-colored wig?
Yes.
He would be at every major sporting event everywhere. That was always his sign that he held up.
Right. All right. So, under the circumstances, is this almost like the power of prayer, John? Does it seem that way to you as you follow what this guy's doing?
No, I don't. I think it's a pure coincidence, but I do think it's interesting how people are really trashing him for being so religious. It's really, it's almost.
Well,
like,
some people are, and some people aren't. Some people are.
John, do you think it's the media, or do you think it's actually people?
I think it's the media. Really think that they're hopping on it to really make a story out of it. And the guy's a good guy.
Well, what's the story? What's the news media, the sports media? Never mind the news media. The sports media, the sports television networks, ESPN, etc., Fox Sports, all these people that are doing talk radio shows, sports talk radio has become very big. So what's the angle?
They make fun of him after a touchdown or something. He always looks up and then he like gets down on one knee, and so they make fun of him for praying, I guess, or saying thank you after he scores.
So it's obviously backfiring on them because he's doing well. How many games this year, Tan? What's the record?
Should be the night. Well, they were 8-8, so and this is win number 9. So I mean, in just incredible fashion.
Where are they on the playoff scale?
They're going into the second round of the playoffs. They're going to play New England next week, which they should get creamed.
Yeah, they should, but they should have lost against the Steelers.
Right. Yeah,
too,
they should have gotten beaten by the Steelers, but New England should cream them.
So is he the only one on this team that does anything? What is he? When you look at
they
the
all do
the
it now.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, they all like to be as good as he is.
This play that they pulled off, the first play of the overtime yesterday, it was a miracle.
It was. It was, like, beautiful, and in about five seconds.
It was a 20-yard, 25-yard
pass.
But he can't
do it by himself.
No, he can't.
But so are the others buying into, what do we know?
I think the others think there's something special going on right now. They can't explain it. Nobody knows what it is. They aren't as good as they appear to be.
Yeah.
And they should not be here, but they are.
Or they're better than they appear to be. Maybe that's the other way. Yeah, John, go ahead.
I personally think it's his don't give up attitude. I think, and I think he's being followed because people love an underdog, and he's the definite underdog.
So what sort of role model is he for young high school age boys, would you say?
Oh, my goodness, fantastic. Or girls, either. Don't give up. Try your hardest. And look, they lost the last three games of the season, but they didn't give up. And look where they are right now. So don't give up. That's the best thing, I think.
All right. Good. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. John, what is it?
It's a neat story.
Chapter 3, verse 16.
Yeah.
And all the sign to hold up in all the games, I will follow him. That is of significance. There is something going on here. I think you're right. 51 after on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Speed. I gotta change the
Can you hit the machine?
Are we done?
Let me knock it with my elbow.
All right, this doesn't work. At any rate, so let's see if we fix it and we'll use it tomorrow. Although it won't be as good because we're celebrating the birthday of guitarist Jimmy Page, who's 68 today. And what you were trying to work your head around there was Led Zeppelin, the concert film, The Song Remains the Same. And so if I play it tomorrow, or you play it tomorrow,
yeah, I'll fix it tomorrow.
All right. At any rate, it's time for us to do some movie moments, checking in on the outcome of the weekend box office totals. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Chuck, I went to see A Week with Marilyn yesterday afternoon, and I found it again satisfying, a nice story. I don't know
it's
how
supposed it, to be very good.
It's very sweet.
It's excellent.
Yeah, you liked it too, Roberta?
Movie.
Yeah.
And I think I think Michelle Phillips might win Best Actress, so she's going to be up for it.
Now, I refresh my memory about her.
Fabulous.
What's she been in that is of significance?
Well, two things. She was the former girlfriend of the late actor Heath Ledger, and she started on Dawson's Creek, the same TV show that Katie Holmes did on the CW for, I think, 5 or 6 years. And she was quite good on that show. But I don't think many people expected her to emerge as really one of the top flight actresses in movies. And she has become one of the top flight actresses in movies, there's no doubt about
it. Likeable. This is a good movie. This is a good, solid movie. I thought it was, anyway. So Chuck is going to run through the results of the weekend. Here we have our contest, though, first. This movie happens to have been the number one movie during this weekend, 2004. So let's go back, rewind 7 years. Here's the first audio clue.
I may not have much, but I have more determination than any man you're likely to meet.
Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. Again, back to 2004, beginning of the year where they throw a lot of trash into the bin, right, Chucker? Usually the beginning of the year they throw in a lot of movies that aren't going to be that popular or haven't been at other time, deemed that way by producers. So that may be one of these. I don't know the movie, frankly, myself. I sort of recognize the title. Let's see how well you do with this. Here's number two.
It occurred to me then that perhaps the reason for my growth was that I was intended for larger things. After all, a giant man can't have an ordinary-sized life.
All right, that may help you a little bit.
What is this?
It's an animated film, I think, Chucker, isn't it?
No, it's not an animated film.
It's not. Okay. 800.
Unless it's something totally different, but I think I'm pretty confident.
You're right.
I know what it is.
It's not animated.
It's somebody.
And I don't believe it came. I don't believe it. I believe this movie was released in December.
Yeah, but it didn't become number one until this week in
right,
first part of 2004. It came out in December of 2003.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Okay. So here's the last audio clue.
You don't have a plan. You don't have a job. You don't have anything except the clothes on your back. You were a big fish in a small pond, but this here is the ocean, and you're drowning. Take my advice. Go back to Puddleville. You'll be happy there.
Hmm.
Okay.
He
just gave away the title.
Yeah, he just gave the title away.
Right. Thank you. 800-510. Let's see how astute our listeners are, Chucker. 800-510-8255 for the big prize. What's the answer to the big question? What's the name of this movie? If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, help yourself. While Chucker goes through the box office totals from the weekend.
All right, Doug. The big story at the box office, Paramount Pictures, The Devil Inside, the new horror film about possession that was produced for just $1 million. For some reason or another, people flocked to this, and it wildly overperformed, doing $34.5 million in business. Obviously, executives at the Paramount Studio have to be jumping to joy this morning. Now, the only negative about this is that there were numerous reports that audiences were booing at the end across country, and some asking for their money back. I haven't seen that since Jaws of Revenge played in theaters, but I guess the ending is just awful, and people reacted to it in a really bad way. Number
two, week two should be a big drop off.
Oh, yeah, it'll be huge. But still, for a $1 million investment, I don't know, they probably spent $15 million at least to market it, but still right. $34.5 million is a whopping opening. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol continues to perform very well. $20.5 million, $170 million, 4 weeks of release. Sherlock Holmes 2 placed third, $14 million. Film's done well here domestically, $157.4, but overseas has not performed nearly as well as the original. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo plays fourth, $11.4 million, $77 million in 3 weeks. And Alvin and the Chipmunks round out the top five, $111 million in 4 weeks of.
John's in Vicksburg, Mississippi. What's the name of the movie, John?
Big Fish.
The Big Fish. Number one movie this week in 2004. Trying to remember who the stars were, Chucker. Hold on a second.
Ewan McGregor and Danny DeVito.
That's interesting.